It shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder. Whose burden? The devil's burden. Amen. And his yoke from off thy neck. This is Isaiah 10:27. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing.
Glory! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Because of the anointing. The anointing. Has anybody ever felt it at church? You ever feel the anointing and feel like God healed you and touched you? Amen. And go home for a day or so and feel like you never had a touch from God? Amen. Huh? Amen. Hallelujah. The anointing makes a difference, don't it? Did you ever hear of the term practice in the presence of God? Amen. Oh, glory to God. Many a person has been healed in church and went home and lost the anointing. Oh, my. Hallelujah. They was all right as long as they were under the influence of the power of God. But something happened. Amen. What we must learn to do is take the anointing home with us. What we must learn to do is do the things that promote and help us to keep the anointing. And don't forget this. Don't do the things that cause you to lose the anointing. Huh? How many ever done anything, said anything, or went any place, and you found out that after you went, you didn't have the anointing anymore? When you went to pray, you felt like repenting. Huh? Did you ever feel that? Ooh. Hallelujah. It means something, praise God, to walk in the will of God. Go where the Lord wants you to go and do what God wants you to do. Did you ever wonder why some people have a shine on their face? They have the anointing, they have the power of God, and they're just about always ready to pray and get a hold of God. Amen. Amen. They've got the secret. They know how to practice the presence of God. Amen. You ever go to church and just feel God, feel the glory of God, and amen, maybe go home Sunday afternoon with some friend from church and get to talking about members in the church, preachers in the church, amen, and everybody else in the church that was wrong. Amen. And suddenly, even though they was wrong and you was right, amen, you came away feeling dirty. Huh? Did you ever feel that? Amen. Any of you girls ever go to the beauty shop and what went on down there and what conversation went on down there? You came away feeling kind of dirty? Huh? Amen. Glory to God. You know, they used to preach against going to beauty shops for that reason. Amen. They even preached against getting a haircut in the barbershop. Now, you never heard me preach against going to beauty shop. And you've never heard me preach. But I've got a list of things, amen, that a teacher couldn't do to teach public schools in early America. And one of them was he couldn't get his haircut in the barbershop. Well, I wonder why. He couldn't get his hair cut in the barbershop. Amen. Now, I go to the barbershop once in a while. I went down to Homer last Friday evening it was. Amen. And I said, Homer, I'm growing feathers. Amen. And I cut my hair most of the time, but I take quite a few vitamins and minerals, and my hair grows fast. And my hair was growing out my ears, and it was growing behind my ears, and it was growing down my neck. And I told him, I said, I want you to clean me up. And he did. Amen. I said, I'll get me a haircut for my birthday. Amen. And I got a good one. Amen. This time, first one I'd had in quite a while, but that little old razor I use, it don't always get the feathers. Come on. Amen. And sometimes I have to go down and let Brother Homer kind of straighten it up. So I go to barber shop. But there's a lot of things goes on. Amen. Sometimes the places we go that if you just can't keep from talking about people and getting in the wrong spirit, you ought not to go. You need to learn how to practice the presence of God and the anointing of God and the power of God. Amen. And you had your healing as long as the anointing was on you. Praise God. But somehow or other, you lost the anointing. The anointing destroyed the yoke. Amen. We ought not to watch things. We ought not to read things. We ought not to go places. Amen. That caused us to lose that anointing. Now, if you come to church as dry as a bird's nest, you know it. If you come to church or get down to pray, if you ever do get down to pray, if you can overcome the flesh enough to get down to pray, and you can't hardly choke out, Lord, you just can't hardly choke out, God. One good brother said, I get embarrassed listening to my own voice, he said. Amen. Hard for me to pray, he said, by myself. Amen. He said, I've become so subconscious of my own voice. Amen. Practice makes perfect. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You cry out long enough and hard enough, glory to God, you'll come out of that all right. I guarantee you get over that, praise God. Amen. I guarantee you, if the fire gets hot enough and the water gets deep enough and the storm gets the blowing hard enough, amen, you come out of the cakes. If enough people fall at your right hand and enough people fall at your left hand and enough trouble comes, it'll be easier to say, oh, Jesus. Why don't we say it and claim the anointing? I had something else to preach. Amen. It's all rolled out back there. Praise God. Amen. But something changed in this service tonight for me. Amen. Maybe I wasn't supposed to preach that. Maybe that's for a different time. Amen. But I was aimed to preach on, don't throw it away. Amen. Well, I'll tell you tonight, if we're not very careful, we can throw the anointing away. Too much time away from the altar. Too much time away from God. Too much time away from the Bible. Amen. Oh, we can throw the anointing away. Praise God. Huh? Too much work. Got a term today called a workaholic. Amen. That's what I am. I'm a workaholic. I work night and day. I like to keep going night and day. I don't never like to stop. Amen. That is until I got a little bit older. I kept a going night and day. Amen. I said when he goes down, he'll go down fast. Amen. But praise God, I'm still up there going. Amen. For the most part, glory to God. Amen. But I like to have plenty to do. I get antsy when I haven't got plenty to do. Amen. But there's just one problem about that. Amen. You may be filling up too much time getting things done and still not getting anything done. Amen. Praise God. I worked all day long around the church. Amen. Monday and got ahead of the rain. Amen. I had to I love to mow, amen, if somebody else will keep the tractor fixed. But I had to do both of them, amen. Amen, right now. I broke a blade off, and I knew they was all wore out, and so I went to, amen, I had to stop. Amen, put two bolts in that was out and gone, amen, and run and buy some new blades. And when they finally found them, you know what three blades cost for that Beefco or Befco mower out there we pull behind the tractor? 3 2-foot blades cost $68. Amen. They had them in the back. I know now why they had them in the back. They're made out of platinum or something. Or they're afraid folks would steal them, you know. Amen. $68 for, I mean, $23 nearly a blade, just like in $1 being $23 a blade. Amen. That's high mower blades as far as I'm concerned. I'm going to take them down to Brother Parker's machinist the next time and see if he can't make some. Amen. And temper them up. Amen. That's the last time. If he makes them, that's the last time, Brother Parker. I'm going to play $68 for three more blades. Amen. I just love to work if somebody will keep the mechanical part of going. Amen. Here's one problem. Don't know when to stop. Amen. Hey, there's a time to stop and pray. There's a time, praise God. I'll tell you what. Things went pretty smooth Monday. As such, I was able to get everything fixed and everything done. Amen. And got her mowed from border to border. I don't believe I'd have been able to do it if I hadn't been a praying. Praise God. One preacher said that he had so much to do that he'd never get it done if he didn't pray 3 hours a day. I thought, man alive, amen, a man pray 3 hours, looks like he's knocked a big hole in the whole day. But God can help you to get things done if you pray more. Amen. Praise God. But there's so many things in this modern life, amen, that keep us from keeping the anointing. There's so many things, and some of them are legal. Some of them are good with temperance. Huh? Amen. Praise God. This Jim Peggy fixed birthday dinner for me last night. And they had me a T-bone steak. I didn't have room in my plate for anything else. The whole T-bone steak covered the whole thing up. Amen. That's the first one I've had like that, Sister Wall, since I was up at your house. Amen. Back during the revival, the first of the year, just covered the whole plate. Amen. But I found out that I can't eat as much as I used to. I don't know what's the matter with me. I used to be the cleanup man. I mean, I ate all my steak. We got on the airplane going to the Holy Land. And, amen, they had those 2-inch thick filet mignon, medium rare, just the way I like them. Well, amen, I ate mine rather fast. And the first thing you know, they're coming at me from every direction. I ate 3 or 4 of them filet mignons on that airplane, amen, because them girls get them juicy, medium rare steaks, you know, and amen, they couldn't go them. And so I got them. I used to be the clean-up man. I'd take the family to the restaurant, and I'd eat everything on my plate and eat everything on everybody else's plate that they left, because I didn't want it to go to waste. And so it went to my waste. I didn't have any trouble with weight problem then, either. Amen. But now I've cut down on my eating and eat smaller amounts. And then when I sit down to one of them big ones, big spread, I can't hardly get around it anymore. Now that's good for you, amen, because we need to do with less. Of some things it's good, and one of them is eating. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Sister Collins said when I married her that I looked like a TB case. I'll tell you how I got that, thin. weight that I had when we first got married. I'd go through many revivals just eating one meal a day. I'd fast all day and go to church, sing and preach, amen, and then eat at night after church. Amen. Well, glory to God, we had some great revivals. God was moving in a great way, and God was blessing in a great way. Amen. But then I got older, and the family came along, and I became the cleanup man. Amen. And didn't want things to go to waste. And so I set the example of eating good, wholesome food, amen, before the rest of the family, and had to cut down a little bit later on. Amen. Not too hard now. Praise God. Glory to God. Once in a while, I kind of break over and eat a little extra. I don't have any trouble not eating any sugar because I never did like sweets to start with. Still don't. I always went back to the fried chicken after the pie, Brother Garfield. I would stop on cake. Amen. I would stop on ice cream because I did like ice cream. I mean, all the way along, I did like ice cream. Amen. Well, I said all that to say this. Too much of a good thing is bad. Amen. What is too much of a good thing? It's called gluttony in the Bible. Amen. They told about those eating orgies, you know, that they had in medieval times, how that they would eat and then go outside and gag themselves and provoke vomiting and vomit it all up and go back and eat some more. That's gluttony. Amen. And I've never got that far along yet. I hope none of y'all got that far along yet. Amen. Americans are pretty well-fed folks. In fact, for the most part, too well-fed. Amen. But too much of a good thing can be wrong. And so what does the doctor do when you go to the doctor? He puts you on a diet the first thing. That is all except Brother Setzer. He probably wouldn't put him on a diet. They probably wouldn't put Randy Coffey on a diet, first thing, unless it was to fatten him up. Amen. Randy, he got testified for people to pray for him about 12 years ago. Didn't do a bit of good. He just, I don't think he's any fatter than he was then. Amen. But he said, sometimes, you know, he said, I just think I'm too scarce. And I want y'all to pray for me. Amen. And I looked around and saw most of the church overweight, and I thought, oh, to have Randy's problem. Amen. It was like me driving down the road back when all the preachers came in on those Del Rio, Texas stations just across the border, you know, XEG and XERF, those stations just across the border. You hear all those preachers just across the border, and I had my radio tuned to those buttons. The last three buttons on the radio was when those preachers, J. Harold Smith, heard him all my life, that great Baptist preacher. Amen. My goodness, all those Pentecostal preachers and every once in a while, you know, they'd have a gospel singing program on there and they're selling something. So I punched one button and he was selling pounds off. If you'd like to lose several pounds of ugly fat, send $1.298 to XERG and we'll send you this formula that is specially formulated. I got all that I could stand, and so I punched the next button, and this next fellow was selling pounds on. Amen. If you'd like to gain weight, he said, send down to XERF and we'll send you this magic formula. It will help you to put pounds on. Amen. I decided today I needed to make up my mind. Amen. Or they needed to make up their mind. Amen. Oh, glory to God. It's not how fat you are or how skinny you are. Amen. It's are you 100% for God? That's what counts. Amen. Some of the men that fasted the most I ever saw were some of the fattest men. Best preachers I ever saw. Amen. Claude Elion and Buster Wilson and Ari Roberts and there's a whole bunch more that could fit in there. Amen. They fasted more than anybody. And I don't know whether it's a condition that the body has a tendency to try to replace what was lost after the fast, and they continue to eat. Some of the men that fasted long went the longest without water. Buster Wilson went 10 days one time without water. Amen. The flesh literally was coming off his body. Amen. But he told what God did as a result of fasting without food or water for 10 days. Amen. He had to have God, or he couldn't have done it. He said you cannot fast healthily more than 7 days without water. Amen. But by the anointing, Moses went up on the mountain and neither ate nor drank for 40 days and nights. The anointing makes a difference. Praise God. The anointing makes a difference. Because of the anointing, the yoke shall be destroyed. Hallelujah. Because of the power of God that you feel when you come together as the saints of God. Hey, if you have problems, the devil jumping on you when you get to the house. Amen. Call some more saints and have them pray for you. Amen. Lay aside something that you're taking on when you leave church. But keep the anointing. If you keep the anointing, you'll be able to keep your healing. Amen. Lester Roloff wouldn't let any of his boys in the boys' schools or any of his girls in the girls' schools even read the newspaper. Amen. Why? Because all of them needed intensive care. They needed a complete break with the world. They couldn't listen to the radio. The only radios they could listen to was the ones that was tuned to Lester Roloff's station where his broadcast come on. That's all the radio they could listen to. Amen. Whatever keeps us, praise God, from the victory, we need to separate ourselves from that. Even if it's your right hand, even if it's your eye. That's what Jesus said. He said, if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. If thy eye offend thee, pluck it out. It's better enter into life. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't necessarily recommend the surgery. If a man plucks out his eye, he can be a blind adulterer just the same as a seeing adultery. Amen. A man cuts off his arm, he can be an armless thief. Amen. At heart. So I don't know if the surgery there, amen, is necessarily as important as separating yourself from whatever's causing you to stumble. Separating yourself from whatever's keeping you from having the power of God. Amen. I mean, we've got an awful lot of dry hides in holiness today. I mean, there's a lot of holiness folks that claim holiness on the outside. Amen. But they must be a rotten tomato on the inside or something. Amen. They come to church and sit high and dry and talk about what God used to do. Hey, if God's not doing it tonight, it's our fault. If God's not blessing us tonight, it's our fault. If we don't have joy unspeakable and full of glory tonight, it's our fault. The anointing breaks the yoke. And let's do what promotes the anointing. Amen. Let's do what, amen, helps us to keep the power of God. Let's practice His presence. That way, amen, we can keep the yoke off. If we lose the anointing, will the yoke come back? Amen. It may. If we don't close the door, amen. I mean, you know, we had a little water problem up the house, all the rain, and the sump pump wasn't kicking in. So I had to get in there and take the lid off of it jiggle it up and down, get the switch to going off and on. It did just fine. But every year I've got to do that. Usually I can just whack on the pipe with a hammer handle, amen, and it'll kick right on. It'll just keep kicking on. But this time it wouldn't come on when I whacked it with a hammer handle. So I whacked it harder. It still didn't come on. And I whacked it some more. Amen. I found out.